Tim Fulyan. I was really good because the J is very part nice. Of the. Tim, just curiously, are you there?
I am here.
Yay! All can you right. hear us okay?
Well, I can hear you really good.
All right, good. We cool. have a, not static, but I have to raise you a bit here, so.
Yeah, get closer if you can, Tim. And
all right.
Yeah, very good, man. And hey, thanks for coming on. Read your bio, and you came from Midlands, Michigan, and were
That's
originally
right.
in. Hardcore music, is that correct?
Well, it was, you know, in the time of the straight edge, we were the jagged edge.
Oh.
So we played with hardcore bands because those nice. Were the only bands around, but we were kind of a little bit noisy.
All right.
Noisy. I love it.
That's fun. So now are you in the New York area? Are you in this county? Where
yeah,
are you at?
I live in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Okay.
So right across the river from the city.
Awesome. So Maxwell's must have been one of your haunts.
It definitely was, especially in the 90s. And you know, it closed this year, but it seems like it might be accidentally coming back or something. I can't tell what's going on.
Oh, that's great. And if you could just maybe describe Maxwell's for everybody.
Well, it was a lovely establishment where they would feed the bands, but it's a nice old bar with a room in the back. That was the live room, and in the 80s and 90s, it was just really important. There was a label sort of associated with it, and got a lot of acts up from the South, like Georgia and stuff, and it was just a real punk rock and then indie rock mainstay through the 90s, so that's where I went to everybody, and it was a smaller venue, so the same bands that came to New York would come there, and you got a chance to see these bands in a smaller venue.
So I mean Gregor, I'll let you take over in a second, but I wanted to mention that you really could
take
say
over? I don't want to take
well,
over.
You could say it's kind of like this the New Jersey CBGBs sort of.
That's
it,
what
it kind of was. It was the Hoboken CBGBs anyway.
Cool.
Tim, I was curious. I mean, I am not too familiar, and I've only briefed over what's your roots, your tie to the Green County, like Hudson area and such. I mean, you have
one of your DJs in Abstentia.
Well, how do you pronounce that? That's a good one.
Thatcher Keith, who is never actually on the air, but is always he has a show, and so he moved up there years and years ago, and I sort of went up there to visit him, and then gradually have just been visiting all up in there in the Catskills and the Birch Shears and there in Hudson, and spent a lot of time in Hudson. I have another friend from Jersey City that moved up there, is full-time there now. A bunch of people. There was kind of an exodus going on there for a while.
Yes. So, and are you're playing at the Spotty Dog this weekend, or what's the date on that?
That's right. That's Saturday, and at 8 o'clock.
Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Is that sharp, too, Tim, or
is... Well, that's as sharp can be, and I believe it's going to be simulcast.
Oh, that's right. We're
going to
be there.
Station.
Correct. Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you playing anywhere else in the area, or what's your next gig after that?
Yeah, the next night we're playing in Beckett at the Sleepaway Lodge.
Beckett, and that's...
At the Dreamaway Lodge, sorry. Whoa.
How far is Beckett from here? Can you give
us
a little...
It's only like an hour.
Awesome.
And it's kind of in the middle of the woods, this place. So
and
it's
that's,
really cool.
That's next Saturday, you said? I'm not this coming, but the following?
This coming Saturday I'm playing Spotty, and
right.
then that Sunday I'm playing...
Oh, and then Sunday, okay.
The Dreamaway,
and that's
yeah.
like an 8 o'clock show as well?
That's an 8:30 show.
So I'm curious, this Spotty Dog appearance. What could people expect? I mean, what are you going to be doing? What kind of magic?
Well,
are you gonna
I've got like a 4-piece band that is going to be playing some kind of raunchy but touching love songs from the next record, and
nice.
Maybe a couple of old songs. Jonathan, who's also playing, is sort of I don't know how to describe him. He is sort of a musical force. So God only knows what he's going to be doing, because he is quite unpredictable. So,
I was just curious. So, what's the instrument setup? Is it some acoustic and what?
No, it's going to be pretty much just electric, and some of it gets lighter. I mean, it is sort of singer songwriter stuff. So
right.
It's not like
going to blast hardcore. Out the space. Yeah,
there's going to be some. There will be some mild rocking going on.
Not bleeding eardrums, but perhaps bruised.
No, it's a little amp.
Yeah,
little,
sounds
little
good.
Yeah.
And so.
And books and beer and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so.
Right. Books and beers, not bad. And you can bring a dog over there, I think, as well.
Yeah.
For the occasional canine lover. So this, the noise scene that you came out of, like, how did you transition? Is it just kind of a natural thing? You just moved into a different direction, like any artist may find themselves doing?
I don't think there's anything natural about it, but in the 80s I was involved. It was a band called the Spastic Rhythm Tarts, and at first, you know, our goal was just to clear the basement, you know, if we could, how quickly we could get people to leave. We hated everybody.
So that you could actually play honestly and not worry about anyone else.
Yeah, you know, just, like, we knew everybody hated us anyway, so we might as well just, like, drive that home. And I kind of sort of drifted away from music and sort of just recorded at home for a long time until I moved to New York and I got a gig playing with Jad Fair and did some touring with that and then started cutting these own, you know, I'd sort of been working on this singer-songwriter stuff, and it was just when somebody said, like, oh, we should put some of that out, then that started the $2 guitar thing, and that was always a more singer-songwriter thing, because by then, that's the kind of stuff I was listening to mostly, you know.
Cool. And influences that you may want to mention?
Well, the obvious ones, although they are just so pretentious on my part, but, you know, like Cohen and Joni Mitchell and stuff like that, you know. I listened to a lot of that stuff.
Awesome.
Well, I'm going to try to make it. I think I might have some conflicts, but I'd like to experience it first ear.
Yeah. And come late.
Maybe I can make it. So, Tim, what is the name? Is it going to be your name here?
It's just under my name now.
Okay.
Tim Foyon, yeah.
Tim.
I've got one record out under that name. There's about six or seven $2 guitar records. There's one on Kayam Records that is already out under my name that I think you may have at the station. I'm not sure how that works. And so this is mostly the stuff we're playing is from the next record.
Great. I look forward, and I hope everyone else who's listening, if they can, definitely stop on by. WGXC will be there as well. Tim,
awesome.
Foyon, thank you very much. I'm glad we could set up an easy interview over the telephone lines and look forward to meeting you and listening to your music one way or the other.
Well, great. Thanks. And I encourage everybody.